Well, good morning. Your radio show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Monday, November the 4th of 2019. Again, hopefully your clocks are reading 6:11 because, we had the whole time change deal.
Yes. How do you feel?
I don't know about you, but I felt like Sunday might have been the longest day ever.
I loved it.
It just felt like it was going on and on.
It seemed like I had a lot of extra time to do stuff. I don't know what it was.
I was ready for bed earlier than normal last night, even though I didn't really sleep that great. I'm not sure. I'll blame the clock on that. Mm. They say that changing the clock isn't exactly the healthiest thing for us.
Yeah, I can see that.
But if you look out there right now, we're already seeing the fact that we're going to have a little bit of sunshine later on today.
Yeah.
So we can celebrate that. Most people aren't a fan of changing the clock, so.
Yeah, I know.
Because, of course, we gained an hour over the weekend, but typically in the springtime, we lose an hour, and then people's, their whole internal clock is all off.
It is, but I kind of like it.
You kind of like what?
That when the time changes, because I know that basketball season's coming, and so I know that my son's about to have basketball games, and then I know that my kids feel like it's later, so they're going to go to sleep earlier.
Yeah. Well, and then for those of us who have kids who like to play outside for hours and hours and hours and hours, all of a sudden, you know, the 8 o'clock time is now like 5 o'clock, maybe even 4:30. Now, for those people who get off at 5 o'clock, though, basically they drive home and it's starting to get dark.
Yes.
So get ready for that. The time has changed. And again, now your clock should read at 6:13.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We like to start with energy on a Monday, and the year was 1983, and Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton had the number one song in country music.
Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication.
Yes, it does.
All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together. Making love with each other. Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
Never a couple, they miss their chance. I totally believed it as a kid. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream, number one on this day in 1983.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I told you you could actually buy some of Miranda Lambert's clothes, her shorts, her jeans. I guess they've really been worn by her. They're size 28. I turned the corner, Kelly was looking. She has all kinds of denim and they all look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Is that just what happens?
I guess.
Like, does she wear anything but denim shorts?
I don't know. It's kind of her little staple, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you go and you buy some of that stuff, you're raising money for the Mutt Nation Foundation. Again, it's on the blog this morning if you want to check it out. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. I was reading a story this morning, and it was about a guy who turns 18, and his big dream at 18 was to drive. So he's driving a Mazda Miata convertible. Right. Which to me, I'm thinking that's $100,000. But I looked it up and they're like 30 grand new.
Still, though.
So he's driving. He's been driving for 6 hours when he plows it into a light pole.
Stop it.
He had his license. Mm-mm. 6 hours later, totals the sports car.
His poor parents.
I mean, can you imagine? This is the kind of story that would make Kai say he never wants to drive.
Well, exactly. This makes me sick because just this weekend, my son, my 16-year-old, drove to Wynn.
No, he did not.
We practiced.
I didn't think he liked to drive.
Well, he hates it. I have to force him. He doesn't want to drive.
Oh, I get it.
I have to force him.
You had been drinking.
Brandon, no.
Kurt, you gotta drive, Mama.
No, he just, I have to, we've been having to force him to drive just because he does it. He's a little more anxious, more of an anxious driver.
Yeah.
And he's just, he has, get me to practice, Mom, I'm fine. He just doesn't want to drive.
He doesn't want to. Are his friends driving to Brooklyn High School?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I was too at 16.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care?
No peer pressure. He does not care. Doesn't bother him one bit.
I so wanted to drive.
I did too.
But he's so comfortable in the fact that you guys are just going to get him places safe. And now he can be on his phone the whole time.
Right.
Like, I get it now.
Well, yeah, because they've been looking down. He's been looking down for 10 years while we've been in the car.
And he can't all of get a sudden, anywhere.
He doesn't know where to go. And I'm like, we've been doing this for 10 years.
He can't Look get from up. The house to school.
Gosh.
No, but maybe that's the reason that people like to just ride now. Is
yeah.
because
no,
they can
I get
stay
it.
Plugged into their phone.
But you know what's funny? Is he can drive this powerful car. Mm-hmm. Here he is driving this car, but for some reason, he's unable to understand how to run a dishwasher or a vacuum cleaner.
No, we choose not to learn how to do that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's...
Choose. It's a choice.
Well, maybe it's just guys. Mm. Maybe us dudes just don't get it. That's what I'll say.
Could you apologize for guys?
I apologize for all men who don't understand simple things like dishwashers, washers and dryers. And vacuums. How did Kurt do, though, if he drove all the way to win?
No, I was very proud of him. He did really good. He and you know, learned the whole cruise control thing, which a lot of kids don't realize you have that.
Oh, yeah.
Until you go on a trip. They're like, what? You can keep going the same speed without touching it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was, kind of cool.
I'll never forget. I have a funny cruise control story. So I'm in a car. It's myself and Jamie Dundee and Robert Gibson of the Rock and Roll Express. We're driving from Memphis to Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Gibson, I'd seen him my whole life. So I was like really starstruck to be riding with him. And he had a big Lincoln Town Car, right? Because it was a rental and it was nice. And he was tired because they had been up late. And he said, kid, I'm 18, long blonde hair, first trip with Robert Gibson. I'm going to put you in the driver's seat, put it on cruise control. And I'm going to lay down in the back and take a nap. So we're driving and they put it on cruise control. Robert Gibson lays down in the back seat. I am driving, long blonde hair, 18, driving a Lincoln Town Car. And as we're driving up through like the early part of Kentucky, I see police in the median and I realize I'm going about 4 miles over the speed limit. I don't
4 miles.
Well, I didn't know. I was 18. So this is really dumb. I don't know how to turn cruise control off because they told me how to set it.
Oh my God.
But they didn't tell me how to turn it off. So I decided going about, 55 or 59 or whatever it was at the time. I decided the only way to turn off cruise control is to kind of pump the brakes a little bit. So I pumped the brakes, not realizing how hard I pumped them, and I shot Robert Gibson from the laying down in the back into the floorboard. The cops, two cop cars, pull out as fast as they can to pull me over. Legit story. Uh-uh. We're on the side of the road. Robert Gibson has to get out. They recognize him for being in the Rock and Roll Express, and he's like, hey, I've just met this kid. I have no idea what he's doing, but evidently he can't drive. I'll take back over.
Did you die?
Oh, I was freaking out because I thought I was going to jail in Kentucky.
What did he say to you like afterwards?
Get out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's how I learned cruise control.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So if you're a fan of Kelly Clarkson, we have a number of opportunities for you to go see her live and in person because she was on her show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, the other day, and she was talking about how many fans were kind of concerned when she got the TV show that she wasn't going to record music and wasn't going to go back out and perform. Well, she has said, guess what? She is going back, but she's headed to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
She has a Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood that's scheduled to start April 1st of 2020. She says it's no April Fool's joke. She'll be there. There's 16 shows. Now, Kelly also does a deal called Kellyoke on her show.
Yeah.
And on Friday's show, her Kellyoke was actually her own music because she wanted people to get ready for the Vegas residency. This is what it sounded like. It's Kellyoke.
What happened to this independent?
Pretty neat. If you go and watch the clip we have on the blog, she essentially tells everyone in the studio audience they get to go to the show as well.
That's awesome.
And it's like one of those Oprah moments. Yeah. You know, Oprah gave away cars.
Everybody starts screaming.
Yeah, Kelly gives away concert tickets and they scream like they want a car.
Right.
Anyway, you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Got you gossip on Kim Kardashian West. So over the weekend, she's working out with her trainer, and she's revealing to fans that she's trying to lose weight that she's gained over the course of a year. Says she has some new fitness goals in mind. And she always, I know that you watch Kim Kardashian, her stories and stuff.
But she documents working
out a lot, and she does work out a lot. But in the video, she says that they're doing a night workout before dinner, and she's like, I never do this, but I have to get it in where I can, or I wouldn't be able to do it. But she says that sometimes we fall off, and sometimes you really got to get it together. She's up 18 pounds from where she was about a year ago, and it was bothering her. So she said she's going to get that off, and she hopes that she'll lose weight with the help of her trainer, and that she has a major goal in mind before her next birthday.
Did you see the photos of her dressed up as Elle Woods from Legally Blonde?
I did.
I don't know where she has 18 pounds.
I don't either.
She looked tiny.
Well, I know where it is, but...
Oh, you think you know?
Yeah.
Hey, got your gossip on Mariah Carey. She has re-released a video for the song All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it features unseen footage.
What?
So it's kind of cool. If you love the song like I do... Mariah's done a lot of fun stuff on social media because essentially she says you go from Halloween to Christmas time. And she's laying in the bed and it's 11:59 on Halloween. It turns over to midnight and all of a sudden Santa calls. It's pretty cute stuff. You can check out Mariah Carey this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. And you'll see the unreleased video, unreleased footage to this one.
Everyone's dancing like that.
Yes. It's the best. You can check out Mariah on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a police officer in Moscow recently showed up in an apartment complex after several people called in noise complaints. Well, apparently a 59-year-old guy named Grenady was causing the disturbance. He was sitting at the foot of the stairs inside when police showed up, and he refused to cooperate or answer any questions, and it turned out he was a little intoxicated. Then out of nowhere, he grabbed a nearby cat, and he shook it for a second to make it angry, like make the cat really, really mad,
right.
And threw it in the cop's face. So, like, he weaponized the cat.
Oh, my gosh, that's bad.
Well, the cat launched onto the officer's face and sunk its claws in. Like, kind of, you know, mangled his face.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like what they would do on a couch.
Yeah, right. And it's not really clear how bad his injuries were, but apparently the cat is okay. But police arrested the guy for the use of violence against a public official, and he's facing up to 5 years in prison for it. But speaking of cats, what do you call a cat that bowls?
I have no idea. What do you call it, Kelly?
An alley cat.
Thank you, Bazooka Joe.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So we told you a few minutes ago that Mariah Carey is ready to move on. She is done with Halloween. She's kind of forgetting about Thanksgiving. She's ready 100% for Christmas. I think a lot of people get into this mode, man.
You know she's ready because she has the all-time best song for Christmas.
Yes! That's awesome. You realize she has another one, too.
So good.
You like that one?
That whole album is good.
What about the NSYNC version?
Hey.
I like this one, too.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
What about, I don't know, Christmas Vacation?
I love this song.
What about, I don't know, this one?
Childhood.
Are you guys ready for Christmas yet?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Can I tell you that my wife is 100% ready already to have the Christmas tree up?
Well, is it up?
No, but she knows what she's doing. She knows where it's going. And I would imagine before the end of the week, the tree goes up. And to me, it's too early.
Poor Thanksgiving.
Right. Poor turkey. Poor pilgrims. Right? Why is she trying to rush past it?
Poor fall colors.
Because I'm telling you, man, one of my favorite holidays of the year is Thanksgiving.
It's eating.
It's the best eating holiday of the year.
Yeah.
You can have your wieners and burgers and all that stuff on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I want stuffing and turkey and cranberry sauce.
You can do it again on Christmas, though.
I do that normally because I like it so much.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Have you seen anybody posting their Christmas tree is up yet, or would I be the only one?
No, I've seen it. There's definitely already, I have a friend that is due. She's going to have a baby, and she went ahead and put hers up about 2 months ago.
Oh, now that's ridiculous.
No, but she's due in December.
That's ridiculous.
It'll be just completely decorated, and her baby will be there, and she won't have to worry about any of it.
That's crazy.
It's perfect.
Too far out. You walk up
you
to somebody's house.
You got a plan for Christmas, man.
Trick or treat! And there's a Christmas tree in the background. I'm just thinking you never took it down from last Christmas.
Well, there's a chance on that.
So I just want to know, do you have your Christmas tree up already? And what is your reason? It is only November the 4th. That's the question this morning. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. It's also going up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The question is, one of the questions for today is all about Christmas trees. Because my wife, who is just an amazing human, is ready to put up a Christmas tree. And I don't think it's time.
There is nothing wrong with it.
I believe the Christmas tree should go up, I don't know, on the night of Thanksgiving. You know, you've done the whole feast. You've started to watch the Christmas shows. You put the tree up. It's like a family thing. And it's sweet.
Well, Brittany says, we've had it up since we got home from trick-or-treating. She posted a picture of hers.
Oh, Brittany.
Elizabeth Davis says, yes, put mine up before Halloween. I usually wait until November 1st, but last year I was in the middle of moving, so I only got to enjoy it for a couple of weeks. So she wanted to enjoy it. It's about enjoying it.
Right.
You want your house, you don't want to, because sometimes if you just have it up a month, it's not enough. You do all that work, and it looks so good, and it makes you feel good, and then boom, it's over. New Year. Blah.
When are you going to put yours up there, Miss Overdramatic?
Tonight. I'm just kidding. Not tonight. I'll have everybody at my house for Thanksgiving, and I have this thing of I feel like it should look Thanksgiving when they're overeating for Thanksgiving.
Like, what do you do for Thanksgiving if you want it to look like Thanksgiving? Hang up what?
Paper cutout turkeys, Brandon.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Welcome to Kelly's second grade class.
I make my family do crafts, and we do that. No.
Your mother would love that, right?
She would, yeah.
Anyway, so the question's up on our social media this morning, facebook.com/KFIN1079. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, November the 4th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Aaron Hathcock of Paragould, who celebrates today. Aaron Neely from Marion, happy birthday. Misty Adams of Jonesboro celebrates. Ty Minton of Jonesboro. Marsha Isbell from Jonesboro celebrates. Michael J. Swindle of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Mark Passmore Jr., they call him Buster. Mark Buster Passmore Jr., 11 years old, from Paragould. Paisley Yeager is turning 3 years old today. Anime Pettit is turning 10. Matthew Smart of Concord is turning 23. Emma Edwards, 10 years old today. Anna Ramirez, happy birthday. Ethan Willis of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today as well.
And Ashley Key says, my five-year-old daughter loves to listen to the birthdays each morning and insists that I put my name on here. She just wants to hear it on the radio. So, Ashley Key, happy birthday.
We appreciate you all listening. Thanks for sharing your day with us.
Yeah.
We know you don't have to let us into your car, and we appreciate it. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Dez Bryant is 31.
Yeah, played for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. He was a receiver. Cowboys fans liked him. Sometimes he would cause a little bit of trouble because he would be really honest to the media.
Right.
So happy birthday, Dez Bryant.
Here's one I remember you loving a lot. Trishelle Canatella is 40. She was on The Real World and Surreal Life.
And dude, we brought in so many of those Real World and Road Rules stars.
Yep.
She was one we could never get.
Really?
Yeah, we always wanted to have her in. We could never get her.
Bethany Frankel is 49, Real Housewives of New York City. Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy.
Bad Boys for Life.
Is 50 years old today.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember that song?
I do.
How's it go?
I'm sure you know it better than me.
I don't know that I have that. How about that? Let's do some Diddy. You want to?
Yeah.
Let's do this one real quick. Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better than the mold. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong. Come on. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain. That's a good one. See if you remember him in this one. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce some time. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. Good stuff, right? When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death. Happy birthday to Diddy. He's turning 50 today.
Matthew McConaughey is also 50 years old today. Jeff Probst is 58, the Survivor host. Laura Bush is 73. And Ralph Macchio, the original Karate Kid, is 58 years old today.
Give me his name on the show.
Daniel LaRusso.
Bam! That's good. Daniel-san.
Daniel-san.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
Miyagi-Do Karate.
Yes.
Cobra Kai.
I don't think that Mr. Miyagi ever bowed and said Cobra Kai.
You don't think so?
No, no.
He said wax on.
Yeah, he did say wax on, wax off.
Wax off.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you know the motions.
Paint the fins.
He is literally doing the motions in the studio.
Dude, I love that movie so much.
It is. It's a great one.
It's such a great movie. It's where I had a crush on...
Allie with an I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, okay. And because today is Daniel LaRusso's birthday... I have to do my favorite song that makes me think of The Karate Kid. This might be The Karate Kid 2, though, the one where they went to Japan.
Correct.
Right? Happy birthday, Ralph Macchio. He's 58 today.
And he looks the same.
I know.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things.
Was Allie with an I in the second one?
Nope. I will always love you. She never came back.
No.
I would never leave.
He found a Japanese princess, right? What?
I don't know if she was a princess.
What?
Sometimes I just forget.
She was.
Say things I might regret.
She was.
It breaks my heart to see you cry.
I didn't mean real royalty.
Right.
His queen.
I could never make it.
What was her name?
I do not remember.
I don't know either. Happy birthday, Ralph Macchio, Danielson.
I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero.
He did fight for her honor too in the movie.
It's so good. Macchio, Daniel LaRusso, 58 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So two of our favorites, Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton, have a new video to go with their new song together, Dive Bar.
We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive bar.
I've been to a few of those before.
Cause up in here you're not the only loving left. You're lost and lonely one who's ever swam against the tide.
Hey now.
Think of this as your oasis. It's the safest of the places that a broken heart can find a hide.
Let's go.
So hear the toast coast to coast with a big old adios. 2 wishes wasted on them falling stars.
It's a good Monday morning song.
We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive bar.
All right, tell me about the video.
Yeah, in the video, they actually find themselves in the bottom of, like, a whiskey bottle sitting on the shelf in Nashville.
Right.
Okay? But the video opens with the band members kind of floating down wearing scuba gear and cowboy boots before Garth and Blake join them on stage. It's a really cute, fun video. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Also on the blog today, you can find out how you can own some of Miranda Lambert's shorts and her jeans and her shirts and her hats. She's put up an eBay auction.
Did you already bid?
As a matter of fact,
you're
that's
telling
weird.
Me that.
That is weird.
For
I did
your
look,
life.
I did look at her shorts, though.
You did?
Well, because here's what I want to know. I know it sounds weird.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said. I did look at her shorts, though.
It sounds weird, but here's why I wanted to know. Because for the story, I need to know if she's ever worn these.
Oh.
Because it's different. Like, if this is just like a line of clothing that she has, that's one thing.
Right.
But if these are her clothes,
they're worth more.
I mean, legit. You hate to say that, but it's true. They're size 28 if you want to check them out. We have the link on the BBITM blog. Also on the blog, Miranda's done another one of those glam jams, her and her glam squad together. And they're doing the song, You Sexy Thing.
Yeah.
I Believe in Miracles. And her husband shows up. So this is what it sounds like. Miranda Lambert's glam jam. And there's Brandon. It's actually really cute. Miranda singing into a hairbrush. A guy in the background singing into a curling iron. Another person singing into a blush brush.
We all do that when we're getting ready, Brandon.
I do that every morning, as a matter of fact. You can check it out, not mine, but Miranda's, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So Ryan Hurd celebrated his 33rd birthday over the weekend. That's Maren Morris's husband.
Yep.
Now, they are expecting their first child. So basically, to help celebrate his birthday, she posted a picture of them. And it says, happy birthday, babe. The last quiet one you'll have. So it's a picture of basically her belly bump showing the baby. Really, really cute. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of the big questions this morning was Christmas, the holidays. Has anybody already bypassed Thanksgiving and gone directly to the tree?
And I'm just going to tell you, according to our Facebook post, there are several people that already have their Christmas trees up.
That's crazy to me.
I know.
Isn't it? Like, my wife wants to. I guarantee you, if we would have had all the stuff she wanted this weekend, it would be up.
I would if I was not having Thanksgiving at my house with a bunch of people.
Well, see, my wife's deal is, oh, I think I want to do something different. So we have spent no telling how much on trees over the last number of years. If you remember, if you go back through my Instagram account, like, our trees look awesome.
Mm-hmm, they do.
But I have no idea what they cost. And I probably don't want to know.
No, you don't.
Because our trees are so covered up, you don't even know if there's a tree. You could build a frame and just hang stuff around it.
Right.
Because you really don't see the green.
You could do that.
Right?
Maybe there's some money there. Just frames.
Just build a tree frame.
A tree frame and then decorate it how they're all decorating it now. You know, because
well,
you're right.
What if we just decorated trees and sold the trees that were pre-decorated? Because the deal is, if you go to a store and you buy
to get home.
But if you buy one of those like pre-lit trees, they still have like that's still a lot of work. You still have to do a lot of work to get the pre-lit trees right.
Yeah, it is.
You know where you're gonna put yours this year?
In front of my window where we always put it.
Doesn't
Probably.
Change. I think ours is going to be in a different spot this year because we've kind of rearranged the house a little bit. So, how was Wynn? I know you said earlier you went to Wynn with your son.
Yes.
And you went all around trying to reminisce.
We did. We
how
went
awesome
to all different kinds of places. Well, and I have, I grew up there. So, it was really cool to go show him, you know, my house, where my dad was growing up, you know, and some of the memories he has when he lived there.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
I'll never forget taking my wife through Plano, Texas, right? Because it was like I had a story for every corner. for every spot. Well, this is where my cousin lived, and this is where me and Joe used to play,
right.
And this is where we'd ride our bikes to Baskin Robbins, and this was my house, and Pop had a car lot here, and you have all those stories.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get emotional?
There's a chance.
How emotional?
Well, my father passed away in 2010, so, you know, we went by his house, and this, you know, a whole, you know, memories come flooding in from my childhood and also a part of my adulthood. So, because I also taught in the same place that I graduated from. So I have a lot of memories. You know, I had my son there, you know, it was my first teaching job, and I also grew up there, and, you know, so it's a lot.
When's the last time you went through the school?
Through the school? It's been years.
Would that be awesome, though?
Yeah, it would, but it's changed a whole lot. You know, you go back to your school 20 years later, and there's so much that's changed, and you try to explain it to people. This used to be this. This used to be this. Right. And it's hard to put into words what's in your brain, you know?
So the first trip we ever took to Plano, we drive down. The street we lived on was Marwick Drive, Plano, Texas, mm-hmm. right? And I'll never forget driving up to that house because I got a little bit nervous as I was getting toward it, right? Because what's it going to look like? I had so many memories. All the memories of my brother, my sister, and my mom were in that mm-hmm. house. And my friends in the neighborhood, and we pulled up to it, and they were doing a little bit of construction on the outside or some roof work or something. And I so wanted to walk up to that door and walk through it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was, we went up to where my dad's house was, the house that I grew up in, just kind of looked and watched. He remembered where my dad had a swing for him. He's like, hey, I remember there was a swing in that tree. And so it's cool to be able, and I told him, I was like, buddy, I don't mean to make you sad or whatever. I just want you to remember, you know, how you grew up and where you were and where you came from. And one of these days in about 25 years, you'll be telling your kid the same thing.
Don't even.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's going to make me sad right there. This one have special meaning today?
Oh, yeah.
This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself.
You could only go back home, right?
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built.
A rite of passage of life. We're going to take our kids and our spouses through those situations. I'll never forget driving down the alley because at one point I had a stepdad that didn't last real long,
mm-hmm.
but he was going to build us a playhouse, and evidently they split up in the middle of that, so we had half a playhouse.
Oh, no.
So much fun.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm a little bit concerned about looking like a tool. And a lot of times I put myself out there, right?
Right.
Like, you know, we say stuff on the radio, we host events, we go out, I host A-State football, we do all kinds of stuff. So we have the chance of either looking like we kind of know what's going on, or we can look like tools.
Yeah.
So typically I don't get all that worried about it because I'm like, whatever happens, happens. But now I'm having a moment.
Why?
Because I've talked for, I don't know, what I think is like 6 or 7 years about a female singer who the first thing I ever saw from her was a calendar that was dropped off to the radio station where her record label sent it. And I remember walking into an office and saying, who is that?
Yes.
Does that sound weird?
No, I mean, you have a vivid memory of when you first laid eyes on this person.
Yeah. And her name is Jana Kramer. And so I have all this different stuff that happens, and we've tweeted and Instagrammed and all this kind of silliness over all these years, right? So Jana Kramer is known for this song right here.
I got the first kiss, she'll get the last.
I was very happy when it was a big hit for her.
She's got the future.
She's driving to Nashville.
I got the past.
Songs on the radio. She did this one. She did this one.
Why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that I love?
It's all Jana Kramer. She had the song Beautiful Lies.
Everything we built is falling down.
It's about relationship issues.
Tell me I'm making this up. That this ain't for real. Take me back.
So there was one night she followed me on Twitter, and I kind of got excited about that. Because after all this time, she at least knows I'm alive.
Yes.
Right? So.
The one that you fought for, the one that you died
So I've noticed through my time hop, I've talked about this for a long time, and anybody who's followed me, I apologize if I've gotten on your nerves about it, but I've noticed there's been a couple of times I was supposed to go and meet her and or see her,
yeah.
And for whatever reason, she canceled.
Probably because she was scared of you.
I hope that's not it. So here we are within 36 hours of Janet Kramer playing Nashville. And she has told me that we are welcome to come visit and say hi and all that kind of stuff. And she would hook us up.
What?
So here I am now, within 36 hours of having to be in Nashville.
What's your dilemma?
I'm nervous now.
You're going.
Because here's what I'm worried about. And this is where I'm such a tool. Because I work all this time.
Oh my gosh.
And all this. My concern is, number one, what if I'm not cool?
Well, we already know that you're not. So that's just one of those things. You're just going to have to just go.
What if I act weird?
Well,
or what if
will.
It is weird? What if she is like, oh my gosh, get this guy out of here?
That because makes he's it talked. Even, it makes it more funny.
No, it's not funny like that, because that'll bother me for the rest of
no,
my life.
No, but your wife will be with you and she can go and see all of your toolness and all of your whatever happens. And she can tell me, and then I can let everyone know what a person you are.
There's also, like, I think she'd be really nice, right? Because I followed her on social media.
No, of course she would.
And my wife thinks that, but I did have this one thought. You've heard the thing about how you're never supposed to meet your heroes because sometimes your heroes can disappoint you, right?
Well,
like, what if I went and it wasn't, like, the greatest experience?
She's your hero?
Well, I'm not saying she's my ultimate hero, but she's somebody that I think would be fun to meet. Like, what if I drive 4.5 hours... and, you know, it's kind of like, all right, see you later, within 10 seconds.
Ooh.
Because then I'd be like.
It's happened before.
Right. You know, you go
through.
Sometimes you go through a meet and greet where the artist isn't the best.
Maybe they're having a bad day. Something's going on.
Yeah.
They're not very personable.
Maybe they're tired. They're fighting with their spouse, kids, or, you know, whatever the issue is. So what if I commit all that time, which is going to be like 8 or 9 hours of driving and hotels and all this different stuff.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You think you just,
I have
I
heard
just
you talk
it?
About this for going on 5 years. I've heard you talking about this. You're going.
But
I
you
will
see
pay
my point?
For an Uber to take
Do
you
Do you see
there.
My point? Where, like, if it's not the... Like, because you, when you build something up to be like,
no,
oh, that's
good. I get it. You've been building this up for a really, really long time.
So if I built it up and I don't have, like, the best experience, or what if she and my wife don't get along or something?
Your wife will be fine.
I'm just telling you, when we went backstage to meet Carrie Underwood, my wife says, and she makes fun of me to this day, you were nervous before that. You started clearing your throat. It was embarrassing.
And you've talked about Jana way longer than you've talked about Carrie.
10,000 times more.
So are you going to be, let's forget
I
all
don't
this.
Know
let's
if I can do it.
Pretend like you're going. Here's the whole thing. Your
I don't
dilemma
know what I would
is you don't know what you're going to say.
And I want to make sure it's a great experience because I don't want to come back to all of you. Because I'd be honest, like if it wasn't a great experience, I'd tell you.
It's going to be a great experience. You're going.
But you know how, like I get that pessimistic thing. Like what if she thinks I'm some big loser who's just like, you know.
She's telling you she's going to take care of you guys.
But what if she's just sick of me?
Well, that might be part of it too. But you're going to get to pay, like. You're going to get to meet her.
It's the greatest picture ever.
Yes.
And what I want to do, and because I even have an idea if it works out.
See, you've thought this out for
imagine
so
the picture.
Long.
Can I just imagine the picture, right? And if this happens, if I'm brave enough to say it, because sometimes, like, I walked into the room with Garth Brooks and immediately was able to talk to him because nobody else was going to say anything. So I had to start talking.
Well, and he hugged you.
Yeah. Well, it was all radio people. And Garth's like, anybody have any questions? And everybody just sat there. I'm like, dude, I feel like I felt bad for Garth.
Yeah.
So I went in on him. But I think the picture that I want is me on Jana's right, her on my left, me pointing at her with the pointer finger.
Yes, your
the
normal
double B point.
Point.
And I want her husband on one side with his arms crossed and my wife on the other with her arms crossed.
That would actually probably be pretty funny.
Hilarious photo.
I think so.
Can I walk into a meet and greet and tell them how I want them to pose?
Do you think she's ever been... requested like to have a picture like that.
Do you think I could go to her husband and say, hey, Mike, I want you to cross your arms like you're mad at me in the
back.
You
realize he's like 6'5".
Is he really that tall?
I think he really is tall.
He played football.
He played, yeah.
So you're thinking he might beat me
maybe
up?
Maybe you should have a plan B.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'd love to have a picture of you and your husband.
You think so?
Just in case.
When I went to Carrie,
you never know the vibe.
I said to Carrie, "Hey, can I get two pictures? One of me and my wife, and one of just me and you."
Well, if you'll say it to Carrie Underwood,
I'll say it to anybody.
I mean,
Brandon Baxter in the morning,
and Kelly has a special guest on the phone for us this morning.
It's one of my favorite people.
Hello.
It's your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
We've decided to make the rest of the show about us, and we're going to talk about you.
No, we're not going to do that. Two people who have many bad things to say. We only allow good things on this radio program.
Well,
how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, we just had a major breakdown on the air.
Here's the thing. There's no we, Leslie. This is, Brandon has had a major dilemma.
He is
facing a major dilemma.
What is it?
Well, it's what we've talked about this weekend, where she kept, like, you know, if we're going to go to Nashville to meet Jana Kramer in 36
hours. Why do you always
have
to say her first and last name together?
I hear Jana Kramer. Name about 1,000 times a day. I think I'm going to rename myself to Jana Kramer.
Then I would renew my vows.
Brandon, oh my gosh. You're an idiot.
Start calling me Jana.
If she's listening right now, I will never live this down. All right. So here's the dilemma. And this is legit. You can ask my wife. Because, you know, a lot of times we get on here and the stories that we tell, and this is what I was telling my friend Kim at Clayton Homes over the weekend. Like, the stories are real. These are real stories. This stuff is really what we go through. We don't have to act. This is really how we are on the air or off of the air. It's legit.
100%.
And I think that's why people kind of understand us, is because 100% is
what
not a...
What you see is what you get.
If you hate us, you hate us. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if you like us, you know, hopefully, you know, we enjoy time together and stuff like that. We're not going to be phony radio people.
Yeah.
It's all real life. Okay. That being said, last week we got word that Jana Kramer would make sure, if we were in Nashville, that we would all get to meet and blah, blah, blah.
We, meaning you and your wife?
Mainly me, but that's fine.
You could totally go back by yourself.
I'll punch him here in just a second.
But here's the deal. So Leslie, all weekend, because she wants to make plans, she's a planner, and she always gets mad at me for being a guy who's not a planner. Like,
yes.
I'm kind of very spur of the moment. Let's just go. And she's like, well, we have to pack. We have to plan. She hates it.
Understand.
And we have a child.
Correct. And several animals.
And a zoo. Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, it drives her crazy that I'm kind of a last minute type of person. So she says to me all weekend, are we going on Tuesday to Nashville? And what did I say all weekend?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think we should do?
And
I'm like, well, I've already got everything lined up. I know where Kai's going to be. Dogs are taken care of.
She's like the wife of the year.
But my dilemma, and we talked about this on the air, and I want to get her perspective now that she's on the radio with us. Thank you, Kelly.
You're
like,
welcome.
If we went there and we only had 20 seconds, I might...
What do you want? An hour?
Why did that make me sound really stupid?
Well, you're saying if you only have just a certain amount of time to take a picture with her, or to say...
If it's just like walk through the line, take a picture, get out of here. And I've driven 4.5 hours one way and 4.5 hours back and taking a day off work.
But I'm kind of with Leslie. What are you wanting? You want to have a whole conversation with her, or...
You want to go back to her house for dinner afterwards? I mean...
I would like to go to
are you wanting to meet her kids?
Jana Kramer Mansion. Yes, I'd like to have photos of me and the kids. Hey...
That's weird.
That was a total Michael Scott moment.
Yeah,
What's up, Jolie? What's up, Jace?
You know her kids' names. Okay.
He knows her kids' names.
I actually know her address, too.
Gosh.
So we'll drive by the house and do a tour. No, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we go there and it's not a great experience and I've wasted all this air for so much time.
Yeah.
Leslie, if you're like me, I'm tired of hearing him talk about it. So I want him to go. Like,
I am the one.
You have to go.
First of all, that said, can we get some backstage passes?
Right, you're begging.
So, that is, no, she wasn't begging. She was just tired of hearing
begging.
You
I'm like,
talk
well,
about it.
I kind of want it to happen, so maybe you'll hush about her. But
so
yeah.
Have you paid her to make it a bad experience so I will leave her alone?
Yep.
Because, like, legit, if it's a bad deal, like, oh.
You think she's going to be mean?
Well, what if she just doesn't have time for us?
Brandon, oh, my gosh.
I just want time.
Doesn't have time for you?
I just need time. Time shows caring. Sharing of time is caring. Sharing is caring.
Your love language is quality time.
Quality time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing
has to be physical. It just has to be time.
Did you have time with Jessica Simpson?
I had a little bit of time with her. I spent a night with her.
Oh.
Well, a brief moment.
You spent the moments with Jessica while your wife was in the bathroom.
Okay, none of that.
By herself.
Pregnant.
Basically going into labor, and you left her in there by herself.
Leslie, do you think... That's almost true. Leslie, do you think we should go?
Yes.
See, there's no dilemma.
Kelly,
your wife is saying go.
You think we should go?
Yes, go.
Yes.
Do you think...
You need to spell it?
Yeah, go ahead.
G-O.
And you don't think I should worry about
it? No.
I shouldn't worry about it.
Nope.
Worry about what?
Anything going bad.
Leslie, I just need you to take video of the whole moment, and I'm going to hope and pray something goes really funny wrong, and you have it on video.
Here's what both of you want.
He's going to be a nervous wreck. Let me just tell
you. I know.
You, he's going to be clearing his throat 1,000 times,
yep.
And he probably won't even know what to say when he sees her.
Yep, I know. You're
right.
He'll practice today.
He will practice in the car on the way.
No, I'm not going to practice around you. I'm going to practice here.
Yeah, you will.
I'll go to my office and close the door.
What do you think I should say?
What do you think I should say? That's not what I'll do. I hate you two. I hate both of you together. Y'all are awful humans.
We're all going to lunch today.
No,
together.
We're not. Because
I
probably
can you come with us?
Sure.
Y'all are going to make it where I'm embarrassed to go.
Well,
and here's what I know.
You already are.
I am embarrassed a little.
Try
I am
to talk yourself out of it.
I am a little bit embarrassed.
A little bit
because
he's red right now.
Because I think she might have messaged me because she feels sorry for me at this point.
She feels sorry for you. I've never responded to him. Maybe I should give him some meat.
This poor man won't leave me alone.
Maybe she pities the fool.
His poor wife.
Maybe that's what it is. And I know, secretly, you, Kelly, and my wife have one thought when it comes to this. You want it to go bad.
I hope it rains on
See?
You.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit of lightning, too.
That's what y'all want.
And I hope it comes a flood like some mud. Messing up your whole day. Hey, hey. And I hope it rains.
That's what y'all want.
Can't wait for you to meet your hero.
I know.
That's what he said, his hero.
We'll see. We're almost 36 hours away.
Oh, my word.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So get ready if you're a fan of Kelly Clarkson. She is headed to Las Vegas. She kicks off a residency April the 1st of 2020. She made the big announcement on her TV show on Friday, which was a pretty fun deal because while she was there, she told everyone in the crowd they won free tickets to go watch her in Vegas. So she says people were really concerned when she launched a TV show that she wasn't going to make new music and wasn't going to perform. And she says, no, she is, and she's headed to Vegas. Now, Kelly also did what she calls Kellyoke, where she did her own songs. Kelly Clarkson hits a mashup, and this is what it sounds like.
What happened to
see her in Vegas.
Hey, I can't breathe for the first time.
16 shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Starting in April.
It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Again, check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got you gossip on Kim Kardashian West. So over the weekend, she was working out with her personal trainer like she does a lot on her Instagram story. She always documents a lot of that. And she's talking about some of the weight that she's gained over the past year. She's gained 18 pounds since last year.
And to me, she looks smaller than ever right now.
Right, she does. But in the video, she said that, hey, I'm doing this workout before dinner tonight because it's the only time today I could get it in. And she said, sometimes, you know, you fall off, but you got to get it back together. And she said she's motivated right now to get that 18 pounds off and basically just to be healthy and to be healthier by her next birthday.
Yeah. That's pretty neat, though.
Yeah.
But again, I saw those photos of her dressed up as Elle Woods.
I don't know where she would lose weight.
No, I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Crazy story there with Kim Kardashian. Also, gotcha gossip on Mariah Carey, who has re-released a video to the song All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it features unseen footage, unreleased footage. And Mariah also basically is one of those people who says, let's move straight from Halloween to Christmas.
Yeah.
She even has a video of her. It's 11:59 on Halloween, and as soon as the clock strikes midnight, Santa calls, and it's time for this song right here. The best Christmas song on the planet. It's Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey. You can check out the new unreleased video. It's up now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
And Redneck Woman. It's also Kelly in her teens.
Oh.
And 20s and wow. 30s. And all the way through her 40s.
Gosh. And now I'm 60. Thank you.
Michael Steele from our sister station, The Wolf, has rolled in here. I'm not sure why.
Well, let me tell you why he's rolled in here, Brandon. You have put up calendars of your girl, Jana Kramer.
Oh, that's in, who that is?
Yeah, that's
Jana Kramer. Those are pictures of his wife.
She does resemble. They definitely look like each other.
Do you think my wife has calendars out?
She could.
Okay. Look, don't be weird. That's my wife.
Michael. He just said he has a calendar.
You're welcome
of your
to come
wife.
Here. Get on that microphone. The thing is, Michael is louder than we are, so
he normally doesn't need a microphone.
We don't even need to turn his microphone on. He just radiates directly to the transmitter.
I really thought that was your wife.
Well, Michael,
see,
maybe a couple of years ago, but
that was kind of
he really likes your wife.
But also, he said that she looked better a couple of years ago.
No, I didn't say that.
He
I said
didn't
that
mean
looks
it like,
her a couple of years ago. You're taking what I said.
So she doesn't look like that anymore.
No, she looks much more attractive and mature than she once did.
You can tell he's been married for a second.
I was going to say, this is from a man who's made many mistakes.
Who has learned.
You learn. Yeah, you learn. Much more. And so, if you don't call them a name, like you're a bee. Just a little thing. You ever call that to anybody you'd...
You know what? That's probably
you don't say that, Brandon.
You say you're acting like a bee.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Just passing this on to the guys in the audience.
You still can't do that.
You can't say acting like a bee. You're being a child. No, you're not. You're acting like a child.
No, that's bad too, though.
No, you're acting like a child.
Both of them are bad.
It may be bad, but it's not as bad because when they come back and say, you told me I was a child, you just turn around and say, no, I said you're acting like a child.
Doesn't matter. They're both bad.
That's bad.
They're both bad.
You can't say that. That's like they're being gasoline and you have the match and you're just going to see if you could toss it over it.
Yeah, but if you had a match that wasn't lit, it wouldn't be like that.
What are you eating?
Kelly's gum.
He just started chewing gum for nothing.
No, it wasn't Kelly's gum. It was a package of gum that owned by Kelly.
Gotcha.
Because the gum that's under the counter here, I'm not chewing that.
No, that's gross.
No, that's bad. That would really Kelly's gum.
But so Michael walks in and Kelly tells him that coming up within about 35 hours, I have the chance to go and meet Jana Kramer.
Your childhood, college.
No, it hasn't been that long.
Adult crush.
6 or 7 years. And Michael, let me tell you, how would you react in this situation? Jana Kramer has told me that she would hook me up with meet and greets and everything else.
He's not kidding. That's dead serious.
Legit. Hey, meet and greets, email management, we'll get you hooked up. We'll get you all squared away.
She slid in his DMs.
She slid multiple times.
She what?
Slid in his DMs.
Oh, God. That's,
well, we barely know what it means, but we know. Yeah, so
Michael
we can
doesn't
say it.
Know, though.
Yeah, I have no idea.
She sent him a direct message.
Oh, my.
Would you be nervous if you were me?
No. I just take total advantage of it.
How would you take advantage of it?
Okay.
See? That's what you. Just take it like Michael. But yeah.
Just great response. Okay.
But I'm so much.
See you there.
I'm the other guy who's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, the other guy to who?
To me? I don't know. I'm different than you.
That's true.
Can you tell that we're different? Do you think we have anything in common?
Hairline?
Nope.
Close. No, but see,
are you saying you're liberal and don't like hunting?
No, I'm not saying any of that.
See, now we're not different.
Well, okay, so
there are likenesses in everyone.
What I'm saying in this situation is we've built this up for so long. What if I were to go there and it wasn't the greatest experience?
What if she's not as wonderful as he thinks?
Because you put somebody
trust
on
me. Well, trust me, she's not as wonderful as you think.
But if you,
I can tell you that right now. She is not as wonderful. Be prepared to be terribly disappointed. And that way...
That's why I don't know if I want to drive 9 hours.
You're going.
If something happens, it's, wow, that was great. That was much better than I thought.
So you think I should go in like a pessimist?
Exactly.
I should
drive. This is obnoxious.
I should drive 4.5 hours.
Hating every minute of it.
And saying, thinking she's going to be...
It's just
rude.
Like, yeah, it's like, and act like your mother-in-law's in the car the whole time. It's going to be that bad.
It's not. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
No, see, don't
I listen to Wine Down.
No, but
I
on
know
your
her.
Way back, well, I'm saying, I'm sorry, Kelly.
She's
but on
he's
your way
right,
back,
though.
On your way back, you can be. Of course, I'm right.
If you have low expectations, then it's easy to overachieve.
I have spent years just doing that.
You give low expectations. That is Michael Steele. We appreciate you coming in today.
Whatever I can do to help.
All right. Will you fill in for me on Wednesday if I'm gone?
Almost anything I can do to help.
Okay. Except that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, if you follow me on social media over the weekend, you might have seen that I was at Clayton Homes. We did a chili cook-off at Clayton Homes. It had great deals. Actually, their red tag sales event continues.
Yeah.
But I was there and they did this chili cook-off and my wife and son came by because Kai loves chili.
Gosh, I do too.
It's one of his favorite foods. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, you could say Kai steak or chili. I think he would pick chili.
Yeah.
So they had three different crock pots of chili, A, B, and C. And they would not tell everybody who made the chili because they didn't want people to feel like, you know, they needed to be dishonest. So the young lady behind the table, her name is Maggie. She made one of the chilies and she made chili B.
Okay.
Remember that.
Okay.
Okay. So Kai comes up there and he eats the first chili. It's A, a little bit spicy for him. He eats B. He thinks it's okay. He goes to C and he basically tells us which one he likes the best. Remember, Maggie, behind the table, taking the votes, made the middle chili.
Okay.
Kai said, I think A is my favorite. A is my favorite. B is the worst.
And that was hers?
That was hers.
What did you do?
I was trying to disappear. I was trying to melt. I was trying to go through the concrete to escape.
Did you look at her? Did you make eye contact?
Yes. I'm like,
what did she do?
She didn't know what to say because she wasn't supposed to give it up.
Aww.
And he wouldn't stop.
It's
gross. It's the worst. I hate it.
Were you like, God, stop it?
He didn't know, so he left, and they all started laughing about it. But then I had the worry, like, what if she has her feelings hurt?
Well, I'm sure it's fine.
But, I mean, sometimes pointed comments from a 10-year-old might sting a little bit.
They do.
Because, again, we've said before that young people are the most brutally honest.
It's true.
They will tell you the truth. Kai, do I look fat in this? Yes, you do.
Are you pregnant?
So again, you never want to take your kid to a chili cook-off and allow him to say anything other than the one he's voting for. I'm like, Kai, you do not have to tell them which one you don't like.
Right.
They just want to know which one you like.
This one's
the worst. B is the worst.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton have a new video to go with their new song together, Dive Bar.
We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive bar.
Love that song.
And they actually find themselves at the bottom of a dive bar, literally, in the music video. They find themselves in the bottom of a whiskey bottle sitting on the shelf of Shelton's Nashville bar, Old Red. But the video opens up with the band members floating down wearing scuba gear and cowboy boots before Garth and Blake join them on stage. It's really cute.
It's
fun. How can you not like something with Garth and Blake?
Right.
It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, if you would like to own a pair of Miranda Lambert's shorts or her pants or her hat or a shirt that she's actually had on physically, you can do that right now. There's a fundraiser on eBay for the Mutt Nation Foundation. You can find that link and go check it out. If you want those shorts, they're size 28, by the way, I looked.
Nice.
Why was I curious about that? Anyway, it's up on the BBITM blog. Also on the blog is Miranda Lambert doing one of those glam jams where she and her makeup people are kind of singing. Miranda's using a hairbrush as a microphone. There's a girl using a blush brush. The guy in the background has a curling iron. And yes, Brendan McLaughlin, her husband, shows up as they sing this song right here. There's Brendan. So she likes him a lot, you can tell. And yeah. She finds him good looking.
Right.
And
he
I think
cute.
Other people find him good looking as well. He's the police officer from New York. If you want to check out Miranda Lambert and the Glam Jam video, it is up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Ryan Hurd rang in his 33rd birthday over the weekend. And one of the ways that they celebrated, of course, Maren Morris is his wife. They're expecting their first child, I think, of March of next year. Anyway, she posted a picture of herself and him. And, of course, her baby bump is showing. And it says, "Happy birthday, babe. The last quiet one you'll have." So I think that's funny because that's extremely true.
Yep.
But the picture's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, we talk about Kelly going back to win.
Yeah.
The City with a Smile, which brought many emotions.
Mm-hmm. It did.
As she toured her old home and all the different stuff she remembers
high school,
from her, early in her life and her son's life as well. Also on the show today, we talk about Christmas trees. There are people who have already put up their trees. I think it's crazy, but it's real. We talk about that. And then there's the big debate.
The big debate.
Jana Kramer, who I've talked about for the last 6 or 7 years, has a show in Nashville. I have meet and greets given to me by
Jana Kramer herself.
Yep. And now I'm nervous about it because I don't want to be a tool. I don't want to have a bad experience. I don't want to go there and meet somebody and it not be perfect.
You're going to go. I'm going to cover the show for you. And your wife has already promised me that she will be taking video, capturing footage of what a tool you are.
Well, thank you. You can hear the entire debate with my wife as well on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast today. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and KFIN.com. Also, if you would like to vote, my question is, should I stay or should I go now?
Should I stay or should I go now?
That's up on my Instagram, Brandon on KFIN. Kelly, what's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football. We have the New York Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. We have Dancing with the Stars. It's Dance Off Week. The Voice, part 3 of the knockout rounds. Tonight's schedule also includes 911, All Rise, Prodigal Son, Bluff City Law, Bull, and The Good Doctor. Oh, and on Jimmy Kimmel, Luke Combs.
Sweet. And also, when you think back to The Voice and the knockout rounds, Mary Beth Byrd. Will she be there?
Oh, yeah, tonight.
That's a big question. It's either tonight or tomorrow. So watch her on The Voice. We hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.